Christ to the Nations and the Nations to the Church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
The Day is Surely Drawing Near by Dr. Carol Geisler for Sunday, November 17th, 2019. Based on the hymn of the same title, found on page 508 in the Lutheran Service Book. The day is surely drawing near when Jesus, God's anointed, in all his power shall appear as judge whom God appointed. Then fright shall banish idle mirth, and flames on flames shall ravage earth, as Scripture long has warned us. My Savior paid the debt I owe, and for my sin was smitten. Within the book of life I know my name has now been written. I will not doubt, for I am free, and Satan cannot threaten me. There is no condemnation. The last day. Children know all about last days, the last day of school before summer, the last day before Christmas break. Adults, too, eagerly count down the days and the hours until the last day of work before long-anticipated vacation. Our hymn celebrates a very different last day, the last day. The day is surely drawing near when God will bring life on this earth, life as we know it now, to an end. The day when Jesus, God's anointed, will return to judge the earth. We do not always think of Jesus as a judge. In fact, we may view him as very non-judgmental, perhaps not in his interactions with the Pharisees and other opponents, but certainly with the many people who received his compassionate forgiveness and healing. As Scripture says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." Jesus came not to condemn, but to be condemned on behalf of the world, to shoulder the burden of the world's sin and carry it to the cross. But the day of judgment is coming, and God the Father has given all judgment to the Son. The Apostle Paul explains that God has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead. Jesus, the appointed judge, warned of signs that would alert us to the nearness of that day: wars, earthquakes, persecution, false prophets, a darkened sun, falling stars. On the last day, fright shall banish idle mirth. The day of Jesus' return will be a day of terror for many, but it will be a day of joy, eternal joy for all who believe in him, because our judge is also our Redeemer, who took onto himself our sin, guilt, and shame, and clothed us in his righteousness. For all who trust in Christ Jesus, there is now no condemnation. Satan can no longer accuse us before God. My sins were judged, your sins were judged and condemned at the cross of Jesus and washed away in his blood. Our names are written in the book of life. Today, on that last day, and for all eternity, you are held securely in the hand of the coming judge, the crucified and risen Son of God, our Savior and our Shepherd. And we pray to him, "Lord Jesus, you have promised that you are coming soon. We long for the day when we see you face to face and live in your presence forever. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus."